Riley here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Wednesday, July 15th, half the month gone, 2020. Stand up for your country. So Holly the Terror Dog will make an appearance later on in the broadcast. We taped it ahead of time because the dog sheds. I'd just be covered with dog hair if I didn't do that. But anyway, if you're a Holly fan, and she has millions of them, she is coming up in the final thought. Our lead story today is a situation that didn't get a lot of attention, but it's very important. Important for the country, important for President Trump, important for the world, I think, to understand what race relations are coming to in the United States of America. Now, there is a reporter at CBS News named Catherine Herridge. She worked at Fox for many years. I know her fairly well. She is an honest reporter, a very skilled journalist. I was kind of surprised she went over to CBS News, but she had been with FNC for a long time. I think she just wanted to change and wanted to see if her skill set would be successful at CBS. I reversed it. I was a correspondent for CBS News and ABC News, and then I went to FNC. She reversed it. So anyway, she got an interview with Donald Trump largely because of what she had done on the Fox News channel. But the interview went a little bit awry. Roll the tape.
Let's talk about George Floyd. You said George Floyd's death was a terrible thing.
Terrible.
Why are African Americans still dying at the hands of law enforcement in this country?
And so are white people. So are white people. What a terrible question to ask. So are white people. More white people, by the way. More white people.
So what a terrible question to ask. I would have asked the question, but not that way. All right, so let me just quote Catherine. All right, she said, why are African Americans still dying at the hands of law enforcement in this country? Well, they're always going to die because some African Americans are criminals and they try to hurt the police. They have guns and other weapons. So why are African Americans still dying at the hands of police? Sounds like, well, we're just taking civilians out and executing them. So the question was not phrased properly. It should have been asked this way. Mr. President, in America, it is 3.5 times more likely that an African American will be shot by police than a white person. Do you know why? Fair question. All right? And then the president can give you his answer and define the problem as he sees it. And then based upon what he says, you follow up. That's what journalism is. You know, one of the interesting parts about the United States of Trump is the Megyn Kelly stuff. When she asked him in the debate about the women issue and how she framed it. So I'm not going to go through it now. I want you to read the book. And if you have read it, reread it. Because the question was legitimate, but the way it was asked was not. Now let's get to the president's reply. So it is true that more whites are killed by police than blacks. In 2019, last year, 250 African Americans were killed by police and 403 whites were. However, blacks make up 13% of the population and whites are 60% of the population. So it is true that if you are African American, you have a better chance of being killed by cops than white. However, there is another stat that you absolutely have to put all of this into context. And if you don't have context, it's not fair. You can have stats to prove anything. So the stat I just gave you was from the Washington Post. Now I'm going to give you a stat from the Bureau of Justice Statistics Crime Victimization Report 2018. The percentage of African-American victims of violent crime in America is 21%. 21%. All right. Percentage of white violent crime victims, 25%. Very close. Even though, again, blacks make up 13% of the population, whites 60%. So blacks are more victims by far than whites on a percentage basis. And who is victimizing the blacks? African-American criminals. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
All right, let's get to some politics. So President Trump, he holds a little impromptu press conference in the Rose Garden yesterday. And he goes 63 minutes of kind of telling everybody that China has to be punished because of Hong Kong and the contagion. Roll tape.
We hold China fully responsible for concealing the virus and unleashing it upon the world. They could have stopped it. They should have stopped it. Would have been very easy to do at the source when it happened. In contrast, Joe Biden's entire career has been a gift to the Chinese Communist Party and to the calamity of errors that they've made. They made so many errors.
All right, so he slaps Biden for Biden's Chinese interactions as vice president. You remember his son got millions of dollars from China and all of that. So once he starts that, CNN and MSNBC pull it. So they were broadcasting his remarks and then they pull it. Fox, of course, I think Fox is still airing it. They just kind of loop it. Yeah. Believe me when I tell you, if Donald Trump weren't the president of the United States, Fox News wouldn't have nearly the audience. And I'm not disparaging anybody. And everybody over there knows it. I mean, Trump drives audience to the Fox News channel because he's not treated remotely fairly anywhere else. All right, so then I don't even watch him, but I do get reports. Oh, Trump's using the Rose Garden to campaign. Oh, Trump, blah, 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 boo. Meanwhile, Joe Biden gives a speech in Wilmington, Delaware, all right, near his home where he's in the basement. He comes out of the basement, and he gives a speech about the pandemic. Go.
Quit pushing the false choice between protecting our health and protecting our economy. All it does is endanger our recovery on both fronts. Mr. President, please listen to your public health experts instead of denigrating them. Do your job, Mr. President, because if we can't deal with the public health crisis, we can't deal with the economic crisis.
Okay. I don't have any beef with that. He's reading off the teleprompter, of course, but, you know, the false choice is comes out of, I think, the Bonner Group in Washington, which is paid to give Trump and his acolytes, Biden and his acolytes, all the phraseology. The latest one last week was reimagining policing.
Roll the tape on this. We'll be right back. Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
So Holly is demanding, see that? Demanding to be taken on vacation. All right. She's an Instagram star and a Twitter star. Yes, you are. I know you want to lick my face. I'm not letting you lick my face. All right. So Holly's been in hair and makeup all afternoon, getting ready for her appearance tonight. Holly, you gotta look at the camera. If you're gonna be a TV star, you gotta look at the camera. You can't be looking at that. So Holly's demanding to go on summer vacation, all right? And I have to take her. I'm gonna take her down to the ocean where she can chase seagulls and bark at, I don't know, seals. We have some seals this year, whatever. Right, Holly? Okay, all right, just another minute. Just another minute. See this, now corgis are adorable dogs, but this dog sheds. That's why I can't wear my jacket, all right? She sheds unbelievable. So we're gonna be off tomorrow. I know, Holly, I know, I'm sorry. We're gonna get you a treat after this. We're gonna be off tomorrow, but we'll be back on Monday. We'll be checking in all weekend. I want you to have a good one. Say goodbye, Holly. Yes, good dog. And I'll see you soon.